promotional consideration for growing Greater Philadelphia provided by Citizens Bank and KPMG.
This is Growing Greater Philadelphia, bringing you the stories of economic growth, job creation, and business success from across the 11-county community of Northern Delaware, Southern New Jersey, and Southeastern Pennsylvania. Now, here's Matt Gabry.
There's no doubt about it. Business is better when we include new and different perspectives, age or gender, ethnicity, geography, and so much more. According to the Harvard Business School, multicultural networks actually promote creativity. And a study conducted by Forbes identified workforce diversity and inclusion as a key driver of internal innovation and business growth. We'll dive in more on this topic in today's episode of Growing Greater Philadelphia. And joining us as we unpack how businesses in our region embrace diversity, it's our great friend and colleague, Sean Hand from KPMG. How you doing, Sean?
I'm awesome, man. It's good to be back, Matt. And I'm really excited to be here and talk about diversity, because diversity, it's truly essential in order for a business to succeed and grow.
It's no surprise that one leading company in our community that values diversity and inclusion, Independence Blue Cross.
Of course. And while Independence Blue Cross, it's a leading healthcare insurance provider in Greater Philadelphia, but their team actually serves 8.5 million people in 28 states, which I couldn't even believe. And though they are a big player in such a complicated space like health insurance, Independence is all about inclusion. They embrace diverse businesses, both large and small, across our entire community.
That's actually one of the aspects that I've always admired about Independence, their commitment to improving our community. They appreciate the impact that diverse businesses actually can have on their employees, on their customers, and on their other service providers. And equally important, they really appreciate that economic ripple effect that it can have on the overall region, right down to the neighborhoods where folks live. In fact, in 2017, Independence invested more than $85 million with businesses that are owned by minorities and veterans and women and members of the LGBTQ community. They engage with these businesses as partners, as vendors, if you will, to help deliver various services.
Yes, services that range from IT support functions to even catering and event planning and everything in between. And from my professional experience, especially in client service delivery, the vendors and partners a company decides to do business with, it's a direct reflection on that organization. So the fact that Independence chose to partner with the two businesses that we are featuring in this episode, man, it really illustrates the quality of these two companies.
Yeah, not only that, Sean, it also really illustrates the impact that a successful diversity and inclusion program can have.
Yeah, we had the chance to sit down with Greg Devins, Executive Vice President, CFO, and Treasurer of Independence Blue Cross, and Gene Waddy, CEO of an IT staffing firm known as Diversant. As one of the largest African-American-owned staffing agencies in the U.S., Diversant has grown over the years through their relationship with Independence. Here, Greg explains the important role diversity plays in their operations.
I want to start by noting that Independence Blue Cross has been operating here in the Greater Philadelphia area for 80 years. This year, we're celebrating our 80th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you very much. And, you know, over that period of time, and particularly recently, we've had really an unwavering commitment to diversity and inclusion. And it relates not only to our suppliers, but also with our 10,000 associates that we employ in this community and other communities across the country. That commitment, I would tell you, starts with our board of directors. We actually have a diversity and inclusion committee at the board level. You know, carries through to our CEO and then to all of the members of our team. So as a company, we're really committed to really making diversity and inclusion a way of life and a way of operating and doing business. And, you know, that commitment really is embodied in the relationship that we have with Gene and Diversant and a number of other companies that we interact with here in the market.
That's great to hear. And I love the fact that Independence Blue Cross, the board is actually actively engaged. It's Yes. not just a box checking exercise for your team. It's actually something you live every day. And I'd love for you to expand a little bit on your relationship with Gene and the type of work that his team at Diversent does with Independence Blue Cross. And I want to start with, how did you discover Diversent? Was there a problem you were looking to solve and Diversent was the organization that helped provide the solution? And that's where you kind of took off from there? Or is it deeper than that?
It's really all about that, but it has expanded to something much deeper. So we, you know, we, as I mentioned, we have 10,000 associates across all of our companies, but we have from time to time additional needs for resources, and sometimes those needs are temporary in nature. And so a couple of years ago, we put out a request for a proposal looking for organizations that could help us with that contingent labor need that we have. And Gene's company was one of those that responded to that RFP process, and through that process we kind of vetted their capabilities, their experience, and it really fit very well with our needs. And so, you know, we started off working with them on technology related resources, project management kinds of resources, etc. And since then it has expanded beyond just the contingent labor to more of a payrolling type of service, where we may know a temporary resource that we want to engage, but we use Gene's organization to really help us to facilitate the payment of those resources.
Yep.
And, you know, tax issues related to those resources, et cetera. So it's a great partnership as it relates to the work that Gene's company does for us. And then we've also, and I'm sure Gene will talk about this, been able to introduce them to other organizations across right. the country, and also are looking to do more with them as we expand our operations beyond this area.
Perfect. Well, what I'll do right now is let me get your most updated resume.
We had the chance to go to Diversent's bustling office in the heart of Center City, Philadelphia, and see firsthand how their team works tirelessly to find just that perfect job for their candidates. So Gene Waddy, CEO of Diversent, take us back to that moment when you saw the RFP come through, I guess, for Independence, and you said, you know what, here we are up in central New Jersey in Red Bank,
right.
and we're looking to grow. And what was your feeling when you said, you know what, here's an opportunity that's too good to pass up?
The first thing we thought about when we got the RFP was panic, because it was quite large.
right.
And so we had to kind of get ready to respond.
Yeah.
And I looked forward and I said to myself, this is a strategic opportunity for us, because, you know, Independence Blue Cross is a flagship client in this market. And I knew, I said, if we can get in with the Independence Blue Cross, that can open up other doors for us.
Sure.
And so we put our best foot forward. We priced it aggressively, our response, and
yeah.
we were lucky enough to be selected. And then at that point, it's all about delivery and execution.
That's right.
You know, one of the misnomers or misconceptions about diversity or supplier diversity particularly is that the rules are different for the diversity supplier.
Right.
That is not the case.
You got to perform.
You have to perform.
No matter.
In some cases, just to open the door, you have to overperform.
Right.
You know, our first placement that we made in the IT space, I would say that first placement has to practically walk on water. That's your first consultant that
yeah.
you place.
Has to be flawless.
Has to be flawless.
Yeah.
Or your first time you payroll a resource, that payroll has to come off without a hitch.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, that will spread throughout the organization and your tenure
yeah.
with that client could be short-lived.
Absolutely. And how difficult has it been for your team to find the talent you need to staff the projects you have with not just Independence, but with other projects as well?
There's a lot of IT talent here
yeah.
in the Philadelphia area because of the education infrastructure here. There are a lot of graduates that are in the technology space that are looking for opportunity. Many of them are native Philadelphians and are not necessarily too keen about leaving Philadelphia. So if we can get them a good job, they'll stay and invest in the community and be here
totally.
Long term.
Yeah.
So that's the staffing part of my answer. But internally, you know, as a CEO, one of the things we deal with is the war for talent. You know, what's going to help the company grow is more qualified folks on
right.
the bus.
Right.
So as a CEO, my job is to get the right folks on the bus
yeah.
and help them stay on the bus.
That's right.
So due to the fact that I mentioned earlier about the wonderful education infrastructure, we're recruiting out of these schools.
Yeah.
The Drexels of the world, the Temples of the world, you know, even Penn State, we're taking those folks
yeah.
and bringing them in, and we're recruiting them and making them into sales executives,
yeah.
recruiters, you know, and there's a career path as well. And when those folks come in, I mean, this year we're going to hire, I would say, on average between 80 and 100 recent college grads.
Yeah.
Not all of them are going to work here in Philadelphia, but, you know, Greg actually came to visit our office last week,
yeah.
and the office is packed.
Yeah,
it's like 20
great.
Folks in there
yeah.
and doing their jobs, and we train them. And what's great, Matt, is when they get to a certain level of maturity,
yeah,
we can export them to other parts of the country,
yeah,
to plant the Diversum flag. We've got 13 offices,
right,
and we're looking to grow.
That's
so
great.
So Philly is, again, it's a strategic stake in the ground for Diversum.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's great. And, you know, Gene, one of the things I've learned about you and that I really admire is your passion for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, profits are important, but to your point that you made a moment ago, that doesn't happen without good people. And you have a kind of approach that puts people first.
Well, that's what I'm good at. You know, one of the things about a successful CEO, you have to know what you're good at,
yeah,
right? And know what you don't know.
Right.
So if you put me in front of a stack of legal documents, I'm probably going to fall asleep. I have no patience for it. But when it comes to people and connecting and, you know, leveraging those relationships, that's what I'm passionate about.
Right.
It goes back to my blue-collar upbringing. So I'm first generation in my family, first to go to college.
Yeah.
And my dad worked for a chemical company for 25 years, blue-collar. My mom stayed home.
Yeah.
And I got to immerse myself in the connectivity of his relationships, the people that he worked with for 20-something years.
Yep.
And those companies at the time put people first. Those folks worked at those companies for 25, 30, 35 years.
Yep.
So that's kind of the way I was brought up. So it's a little bit old-fashioned, but I find that when you take care of people, they'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
People don't work under the gun of intimidation or fear for their job. If they believe in your vision and they know that you care about them,
yep,
they'll do anything for you.
The relationships that we have in our lives allow us to be more successful.
Absolutely.
Whether they're really great relationships, then we'll be really successful. If they're not great relationships, then the converse could happen as well.
That's so very true.
You're right on target. I did want to shift slightly, and you touched on this, and you know, you care about people, and you care about attracting top talent,
yes,
to your
indeed.
Company and keeping them there. And some of the research we've seen recently illustrates that, especially young people, millennial audiences, they're looking for what's next and why are they going to stay at a certain company. And one of those triggers is passion for the community and helping others. And I know that's something that's important to you and your team at Diversum as well. And I was hoping you could talk a little bit about that.
Well, absolutely. And part of our retention strategy is just what you said, is to be a good steward of our relationships in the community.
Yeah.
So we support the local organizations that support us. So we are involved in everything, you know, from St. Jude's to Chamber of Commerce. You know, we're working with all these clients and they have their own philanthropic endeavors that we're also supporting.
Yeah.
We find that when it comes to millennials, they have to believe in what they're doing.
Yeah, totally.
It can't just be, oh, I made money and that's great. They want to know, what are you doing for the community? What are you doing to create a more diverse and inclusive workforce? So that will hold them as long as you can hold them. Millennials do like to switch it up and move around a little bit. But I think one of the advantages that Diversum has is that we're in a technology space.
Right.
Which changes rapidly.
Yeah.
That will keep their attention a little bit longer.
Yeah. So Gene, is there a moment that kind of stands out for you that really brings you pride when looking back at Diversum's history?
So I've been doing this for 14 years, the CEO of Diversum, and I've been in the staffing industry 25 years.
Okay.
But the moment that stands out for me was attending the graduation for our first cohort of military veterans who graduated through our program called the STAR program,
okay,
whereby we're taking veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and with our clients' commitment, training them and developing them, their skill sets on a specific technology. And when they come through the program, it's not just the technology training, it's also learning how to navigate the corporate world as
right.
opposed to working in the military environment.
Right.
There's mentoring. We're teaching them basically professional corporate skills they're going to be able to use for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And so our cohort, we had the graduation on the campus of Penn State in Abington.
Okay.
And it was quite touching for me. It was about 25 folks, mostly of diverse backgrounds, because that's what's in the military that's coming out. And watching this graduation was quite touching because some of these folks, these are our heroes, and that some of them were unemployed or doing odd jobs and such. They were very thankful and very humble as well. I got to meet their parents and their children and their grandparents in some cases.
Yeah.
And it was quite touching. So a true story, one of the veterans was a Marine. And after the graduation was over, you know, I was always kind of kidding with this one guy. And I said, okay, you know, you're ready for this. You know, you're getting ready to embark on a career in IT as a project manager at Merck. You know, Merck was
a
client.
Right.
And I said, you ready for this? And he got right in my face and he said, sir, you know, military folks, they always say, sir.
Yeah.
He said, sir, I've been shot at, okay, in the desert for 8 years. Right. I think I can handle Merck, okay? And I just busted out laughing. And it was just a great moment. But I remember that feeling because it was a time in my career where I realized what it was all about. You know, we were actually doing good.
So if you want to hear more about how Gene became one of the top African-American business leaders in the country, head online to hear the full interview at 1210wpht.com/select.
How one company works to hire veterans to join the ranks of Independence Blue Cross. That's next.
The greater Philadelphia region has over 3 million skilled workers in virtually all occupations and industry sectors. Our diverse workforce contributes to the success of regional, national, and international companies throughout the community. For more information on Philadelphia's workforce, visit selectgreaterphl.com or listen to the Growing Greater Philadelphia podcast at radio.com.
This segment of Growing Greater Philadelphia is brought to you by Wells Fargo, a proud sponsor of Select Greater Philadelphia Council. Wells Fargo is a diversified, community-based financial services company with a strong vision of satisfying the financial needs of their customers and helping them succeed financially. Wells Fargo provides banking, mortgage, investments, consumer, and commercial financial services. Learn more at wellsfargo.com or call 1-800-869-3557. Copyright 2018 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved. Member FDIC.
In 2015, Philadelphia became the first World Heritage City in the U.S., and in 2017 was named the number 3 city for startups, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in 1776. Learn more about why you should bring your business to the region by visiting PhiladelphiaDelivers.com.
1 in 7 Philadelphians are Temple graduates. Learn more about Temple University at temple.edu.
Welcoming new neighbors to the community is part of who we are. It's the Philadelphia way. That's why Select Greater Philadelphia invites you to their annual Welcome to Greater Philadelphia cocktail reception. It's our chance to say thanks for making Philadelphia your home. Thursday, October 25th, an evening filled with meaningful conversations and new friendships. Register at selectgreaterphl.com/events. Presented in partnership with TD Bank, one of the 10 largest banks in the U.S. TD is America's most convenient bank.
Hey everybody, it's Matt. My team and I at Select Greater Philadelphia are so proud to bring you the Growing Greater Philadelphia radio and podcast program. These amazing stories of business success and economic development and transformational projects, well, they're really inspiring, and we hope you agree. I want to thank the team at General Building Contractors Association, also known as GBCA. Without their belief in us at Select Greater Philadelphia and their highly engaged support of this podcast, we could not do what we do every day to showcase the business assets of our 11-county community. The expert construction professionals who are members of the GBCA are literally helping to build the future of Greater Philadelphia. Learn more about all that GBCA does to advance the commercial, industrial, and institutional construction industry by visiting gbca.com and join me in thanking General Building Contractors Association for believing in us at Select Greater Philadelphia.
Business attraction organization whose mission is to grow the economic vibrancy of our collective community by attracting new businesses and new jobs to our region. Learn more at selectgreaterphl.com.
According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, there are approximately 20 million veterans in the U.S. Having served our country and made countless sacrifices, we can't thank our veterans and their families enough for the role they play in shaping our country.
For sure, and as the proud son of a Gulf War veteran, I have a special connection to this episode. Hey, Dad, go Navy.
And that's great. Hey, Mr. Hand.
I had to put that in there. When we normally hear the word veteran, though, we tend to think of a national holiday to honor the men and women of our armed forces. We often think of Memorial Day or even 4th of July and some fireworks. But when we come together with our friends and family to celebrate our nation's independence.
For sure. You know, many of us likely have those images when it comes to recognizing and celebrating the service of our military veterans. But the team at Independence Blue Cross, well, they look through a little bit of a different lens. They see opportunity and a need to support our veterans not only on holidays, but every day. And they've partnered with a company called Interpros Consulting. It's a veteran-owned staffing firm with a location right here in Montgomery County, out in Plymouth Meeting.
As a supplier of independents for more than 6 years, Interpros has grown its business through connections in the healthcare industry, and a lot of it was thanks to their role with Independence Blue Cross.
I'll have to be totally honest. I was the one saying, I don't think that's what we do.
That candid voice is Chris Raymond, the regional branch manager of Interpros, and he sat down with us, along with Greg Devins of Independence, to give us more background on his company.
So Interpros, we've been in business for over 20 years, and our president and CEO of Interpros Federal is John Kowalczyk. He's a former Navy fighter pilot.
Oh, wow.
So you may notice, if you look at our website or any information about Interpros, our tagline is Top Gun Recruiting Solutions, which is always a question I get asked, where in the world did you guys get this?
And, yeah, right.
So it comes from John's experience in the Navy as a Navy fighter pilot. Been servicing the Philadelphia marketplace for 20 plus years. We are the biggest office at Interpros. We're headquartered out of Boston.
Yep.
We have an office in D.C., Philly, obviously, as well as out in Minneapolis and Denver.
I love the Top Gun reference, though, because it's also a great conversation starter, I
absolutely,
suspect.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a nice casual way to get to the veteran-owned, you know, business operation and the commitment to veterans as well.
Yeah, it's, as you said, it's a conversation starter. It catches everybody's eye. And, you know, there's always jokes made about Tom Cruise and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, obviously we're a proud organization, proud to have that association with the armed forces and the military.
Absolutely. And talking about connections and associations, share with us how Interpros connects with Independence Blue Cross.
Sure. Yeah. So we've been working with Independence Blue Cross for years now. And it's a great relationship. Greg was actually out at our office a few weeks back, and we were talking about suggestions that I might make about our relationship. And I really, and in all honesty, and I didn't just say that because Greg was sitting in front of me.
Sure.
My response was, I wouldn't change a thing. I think it's great. You know, the relationships that we have with managers internally within the organization, with our people that are working there, and how much they enjoy being there and being part of the organization. One of the things that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and one of the initiatives that we're taking at Interpros in the Philadelphia office and really across the organization recently, is giving back.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really grown the business over the last 20 plus years, and it's really been a lot of heads down hard work by our employees, everybody across the organization. And we've grown and we've gotten a lot from the communities that we're a part of and that we help service. But one of the things that we looked at over the last few years is, how involved are we in giving back to those communities? And you won't find another organization that gives back more than Independence Blue Cross. So we're kind of actually taking a little page out of their book. I was actually in touch with a manager over at Independence Blue Cross, Maddie Johnson, and she steered me in the direction of a veteran organization
right,
locally to Philadelphia that we should be involved with.
Right.
So obviously with our veteran affiliation, that made total sense. There's a golf outing coming up that we're going to be a part of. And I just basically said, hey, what else can we do? We also have a couple employees that are heavily involved in women's organizations. So
right.
Power is a great organization
sure.
locally, as well as NWCT.
Yeah.
All about just promoting women in the workplace.
Yeah, that's great. So, Greg, you know, one of the fun facts that struck me about Independence Blue Cross is that last year your team invested $85 million in various work with diverse businesses, from minority-owned to women-led, and that's a really significant amount.
Yeah, that's right. You focus on the $85 million that we spent with diverse suppliers in 2017.
Yeah.
But I would tell you that track record of investing in diverse suppliers goes way back in the organization. And if you look at the period from 2005 to 2017, over that period of time, we worked with 550 diverse businesses across this community.
Wow.
And across the country as well.
Yep.
And we have spent a total of $670 million with those organizations over that period of time.
Fun.
And and obviously, you know, as we work with those suppliers, they're creating jobs in the community as well. So we're very proud of how we've been able to really influence the creation of jobs that these diverse suppliers provide across the community.
Not everybody looks at it this way, but suppliers are actually an extension of the organization they're representing.
Yeah.
And it truly is an investment that your team is making in these organizations who are supplying and supporting your customers in various ways, and in many ways in supporting your own employees. And I want to turn back to Chris for a moment and ask, you know, I know John is the founder of your company. Interpros is a veteran of the Navy, you had mentioned.
How many of your employees are also veterans? And is that an important component of what your work is all about?
It is. Our CFO, John, of course, the COO of Interpros Federal,
yep.
Charlie Bixler, is a veteran. And there are others throughout the organization. To talk a little bit about our hiring practices,
yep.
We have recently made a really big push towards offering that option to our clients. So when I say that option, I mean when you're looking for a specific position or a specific skill set, making sure that we include somebody who may have been in the military or mm-hmm. a veteran
sure.
in those options. So if there's three consultants or three candidates for a position, hey, just FYI, this person is out of the Army or something like
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Just to give them that option, just to let them know that we are interested in diversity. And I say that, and I don't want to sit here and say that that's something that's very mature within our business, because it's still something that we're working on and trying to make sure that we include as part of our process. That was actually something that our Minneapolis branch manager, Jeff Anderson, he came up with,
mm-hmm.
and he's had some really good success with it. So obviously, our clients like that because of, you know, they're feeling that diversity is important, which of course it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, it also gives us that satisfaction that, you know, that we are kind of living our mission,
yep.
if that makes
totally.
Sense.
Totally. So let's talk a little bit more about the solutions that Interpros can provide.
Mm-hmm.
So I know with Independence Blue Cross, you're providing some IT support staffing
yes.
services, and you're also providing clinical support services for the team at Independence. If you could talk a little bit about each of those areas.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So we are traditionally an IT staffing agency. So we started as an IT staffing agency, and just over the years, as far as growing and working with our clients and seeing successes and having successes, we've been offered opportunities to diversify our book of business, basically. And from our financial clients' perspectives, a lot of times we're asked to do more F&A-based work, so finance and accounting,
okay.
which again, isn't really our bread and butter. And it's funny, just a few years ago, when Independence Blue Cross came to us and said, hey, can you help us out in this area,
mm-hmm.
my first reaction was no. you
right.
know, that's not what we do, and I don't want to not provide value, if that's
right.
the right way
sure.
to say that. But we gave it a shot, and it really worked out well.
Surprised yourself, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely, right? It's amazing what you can do when you have a little, you know, when you have a little confidence. So yeah, so we did it. We helped them out, and a few years later, I hope to say we're one of the top suppliers in this specific space, this clinical space for Independence Blue Cross. We've worked on a couple different areas for them. And again, from what I can tell, you know, we've been pretty successful from a candidate's perspective, giving opportunities to our candidates, and then as well as from a client perspective from Independence Blue Cross and helping them fill some pretty critical roles.
To hear more about why Chris believes the Greater Philadelphia region is the best place to grow a business, be sure to head online to 1210wpht.com/select.
Growing Greater Philadelphia is presented by Select Greater Philadelphia. We're a council of the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Philadelphia, and we're the business attraction organization for Northern Delaware, Southern New Jersey, and Southeastern Pennsylvania. We work to grow the economic vibrancy of our collective community by attracting new businesses and new jobs to our neighborhood. Special thanks to our investors and partners who believe in our efforts, especially the team at General Building Contractors Association, also known as GBCA. The expert construction professionals who are members of the GBCA are literally helping to build the future of Greater Philadelphia. Learn more about all that GBCA does to advance the commercial, industrial, and institutional construction industry by visiting gbca.com. I also want to thank our program producers, Elena Karmazin and Maricela Juarez, and our writer, Samara Grizel, and our researcher, Steve Boucher. Learn more about Select Greater Philadelphia by visiting selectgreaterphl.com and tune in anytime to this radio and podcast program at 1210wpht.com/select.
Stradley Ronan's more than 200 attorneys represent private and public companies in everything from sophisticated corporate transactions to complex litigation. Learn more about Stradley Ronan at Stradley.com or call 215-564-8000.
As one of New Jersey's largest nonprofit health systems, Virtua provides comprehensive health care services to achieve its mission to help people be well, get well, and stay well. Learn more about Virtua at virtua.org.
Growing Greater Philadelphia is brought to you by Royer Cooper Cohen Braunfeld, LLC, a proud investor in Select Greater Philadelphia Council. RCCB are attorneys who think and act like entrepreneurs and business people, combining sophisticated, cost-effective legal counseling with entrepreneurial approaches and creative thinking. RCCB serves companies, business executives, and investors, as well as individuals and their families. Learn more about RCCB at rccblaw.com.
The only Augustinian Catholic University in the nation, Villanova values a personalized experience where teachers and students are partners in learning and scholarly inquiry. Learn more about Villanova University at villanova.edu.
Greater Philadelphia is among the best places to start and grow a career. Just ask recent college grads. More than 65% of graduates from Greater Philadelphia University start their careers right here in northern Delaware, southern New Jersey, and southeastern Pennsylvania. Learn more at selectgreater.edu.